Thomas is on the line from Kuwait. Yes, he is. Hi, Thomas.
Hello, William. How are you doing?
How are you doing? There's a wee bit of delay there, but what can you say? You're calling from Kuwait. I didn't know we had a listener there. Go ahead.
Well, I listen most days and it depresses me.
good to know.
I would not be working where I'm working, earning the money I earn if I did not have a 11 plus allowed me to go to a grammar school.
It worked for you.
1998, my daughter was born. Whatever, 2008, she was the first child to get the new regime. And what we did, somebody just said it a few minutes ago, we are abusing 10-year-old children. Instead of going to her desk in her classroom, I had to take her to 5 different exams in 2 strange venues. And I had to subject her to a Protestant 11 plus and a Catholic 11 plus. I just come back from home. I took her to Dundee last week and I told her never come back to Northern Ireland. Sectarianism is like cancer in the Northern Ireland society, even with 10-year-old children.
Thomas, thank you very much. Yeah. That's very negative advice. I would also say, as someone who has made my life here, we have problems in this society. Every society has problems. But if all the people who can change this society just leave and go to Dundee, then we are truly finished as a society. So let's put the other side in as well, and encourage young people and young adults that they can have a great life in this society and also contribute to it. Norman's there too. Hello, Norman.
Good afternoon, William. William, I never passed the 11 plus for a simple reason. It wasn't art school half the time. But anyway, I know people who have bought their way into Methodist College and then because they had money. Their children never had to sit the 11 plus. And I know that for a fact because I chummed about with some of them. Now, we have a two-tier system here. But what it tells me is the comprehensive school, are the teachers not good enough that's teaching in it, that they can't teach to the same standard as what a grammar school can? That's the question that needs to be answered. Are our teachers not good enough in our comprehensive schools that they're not on the same level as a teacher in a grammar school?